she forced herself to move forward. Her gaze searched for the exits. There were two on either side of the altar and, of course, the one directly behind her. But Daddy wasn't letting go. Closer. Closer. Almost there. Evan made eye contact, smiled sweetly. Guilt whirled like a demon tornado in the pit of her stomach. She dragged in a ragged breath. Her husband-to-be held out his palm. Her father put her hand in Evan's. Delaney's gaze shifted from one corner exit to the other. Too late. It was too late to call this off. What time was it anyway?
Dearly beloved,
the portly minister began, but that's as far as he got. A clattering erupted from behind the exit door on the left, and then there he loomed, dressed head to toe in black, wearing a ski mask, standing out like crude oil in a cotton field. Thrilled, chilled, shamefaced, and greatly relieved, Delaney held her breath. The intruder charged the altar. The congregation inhaled a simultaneous gasp. The minister blinked, looked confused.
"Back away from the bride!"
The dark stranger growled and waved a pistol at Evan. Excitement burst like tiny exploding bubbles inside her head. Prop gun, Delaney thought. Nice touch. Evan stared at the masked intruder, but did not move. Apparently, he had not yet realized what was transpiring.
Move it!
The interloper pointed his weapon directly at Evan's head.
Hands up!
Finally, her groom got the message. He dropped Delaney's hand, raised his arms over his head, and took a step back.
Don't anyone try anything cute,
the man commanded. At the same moment, he wrapped the crook of his elbow around Delaney's neck and pressed the revolver to her temple. The cold nose of it felt deadly against her skin. Fear catapulted into her throat, diluting the excitement. Delaney dropped her bouquet. It was a prop gun, wasn't it? The crowd shot to its collective feet as the stranger dragged her toward the exit from whence he'd appeared.
Follow us and the bride gets it,
he shouted dramatically just before the exit door slammed closed behind them.
You're choking me,
Delaney gasped.
You can let go now.
He ignored her and just kept dragging her by the neck toward the white delivery van parked at the back of the rectory. A bolt of raw panic shot through her veins. What was going on here? She dug her freshly manicured fingernails into his thick arm and tried to pry herself free. He stuck his gun in his waistband, pulled a pair of handcuffs from his back pocket, and one-handedly slapped them around her wrists.
What is this?
She squeaked. He did not speak. He wrenched open the back door of the van just as the congregation came spilling out of the rectory and into the street. He tossed her onto the floor, slammed the door, and ran around to the driver's side. Delaney lay face down, her knees and elbows stinging from carpet burn. She couldn't see a thing, but she heard anxious shouts and the sound of fists pounding the side of the vehicle. The engine revved and the van shot forward, knocking her over onto her side.
What's going on?
She struggled to sit. The veil fell across her face. She pushed it away with her cuffed hands and peered into the front of the van.
What's with all the rough stuff?
He didn't answer. She cleared her throat. Perhaps he hadn't heard her.
Nice execution, she said. Love the toy gun, but the handcuffs are a definite overkill.
He hit the street doing at least 50, and she tipped over again. Her heart flipped up into her tightly constricted throat. She dragged in a ragged swallow of air. This guy was playing his role to the hilt. When they made it to the freeway entrance ramp, he ripped off the ski mask, threw it in the seat beside him, and then turned to look back at Delaney. Alarm rocketed through her. Saliva evaporated from her mouth. Something had gone very, very wrong. Because the man who'd just taken her hostage was not the kidnapper she'd hired. Keller Kuhn.